Welcome to Runchins and Dragons!
Hi guys, my name is Q, and I am the voice of Aurum, your drow warlock.
Hi, this is Pedro, the voice of Sailor Jerry, the rock gnome wizard.
Hi, this is Kenny, I am the voice of Torg, the ranger halfling.
Hey guys, this is Caesar, the voice of Pulsh, our dwarf cleric.
Hi, this is Brandon, voice of Damien, the halfling paladin.
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the dungeon master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Brunchins and Dragons.
Alright, welcome back to another edition of Brunchins and Dragons.
Yeah.
Where we are neither dealing with brunch or dragons.
Not today.
I'm not emotionally ready for this.
Who is?
I am drinking this Palatine pills.
Palatine. Oh my god. All right, bro.
It gives you unlimited power.
Do it.
I see where this is going. But we all see where this is going.
Starting on a good foot.
Yeah. Palpatine pills is what I'm drinking.
I'm so sorry, Damien. What
are
you?
Wait, I'm sorry. Who are you?
Palpatine.
No, we
already
did it.
We're gonna have already had the intros.
Yeah, this is the new intro.
It feels weird. But we have people watching us. I figure that we should introduce.
That's right. There's something new.
Yeah.
People are watching us.
Hey.
Hi.
Which cameras are seeing me right now?
So. For the people watching, my name is Will Cabrera. I am the dungeon master for this game of Brunches and Dragons.
I'm sorry, what?
A game master.
That's correct.
Yeah, good.
And
game master.
And storyteller for Brunches and Dragons.
Yeah.
To my left is our youngest member.
Who looks broken already.
We haven't even started.
He's broken.
Now you can actually see how young and adorable he is. You've heard his voice for so long.
It's the middle of the semester. I'm dying inside.
Yeah, that explains the beard.
In between two shows.
That definitely explains the beard.
I'm Brandon. I have water.
He does, yeah. There's your water.
As well you should.
And what's the name of your character?
I'm still Damien.
Just Damien.
Hey guys, this is Caesar, the voice and player of Kulsh. You can see my ugly mug now.
Glorious.
Look at that beard.
I am also drinking a Palatine Pills by Suarez Family Brewing out of upstate New York. And it is very delicious.
Palatine, that's what it's called?
Palatine.
That's the actual name?
Not Palpatine.
Palpatine.
Yeah,
right.
There's a cursive on it, bro. It looks
Palatine.
Like Palpatine.
Oh, it does look like Palpatine.
See? Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to look at both cameras. I'm Q. I do the voice of Aurum. Yes, chick, doing the voice of a dude. That's what happens. I'm also drinking Palatine pills, which is this delicious... Delicious. I don't know if it's auto zooming or not.
It isn't, but you're in there.
I'm in the screen, which is delicious. I will switch up my beer later. I am the drow warlock.
I find it funny how during one of your day jobs, as you're a host at a local theater here in Miami, how you're the only one that has both cameras somehow on you, where you're just like. Zoom it, just focus on me. Focus on my face.
I also bought the camera.
and it's
attached to my laptop. So I remember saying, if it happened, that's just the way shit went.
That's just
the way it works.
There.
And I am next to me.
Oh, this. My name is Kenny. Mr. Underscore, if you guys are from Talking Geek, of course.
K-Skeets.
K-Skeets, for short. I am playing Torg, backwards for Groot. Torg, I am playing as a stout halfling ranger. And I am drinking this crazy thing called The Cabin. It's a smoked Hell's Lager. And when it says smoked, it really means smoked. To the point that it tastes only like smoke when I drink it.
Oh, a little bit lower, a little bit higher.
Now it's zooming in and out. Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up.
They'll eventually figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh my god, there's a bear next to me.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a bear, and this bear's name is Pedro Cortez. I'm the voice of one Jerry, aka Sailor Jerry. I am also drinking a Palatine Pills. You know, zoom in on that again, zoom in on this one, zoom in on that one.
You know, the people who are watching are gonna be really pissed off you didn't wear a beanie for this occasion.
Yeah.
Okay.
You talked about being having
a now that you can finally see what I look like, I have a lot of hair on me, and my head will literally start smoking off the top if I
just
add
catch
any more heat on this.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, okay. Yeah, it's not pretty.
So, all
right, so it's update time.
It is update time.
Someone please fucking heal me.
I just want to remember
start
where we left off at this point.
All right, I remember. Go
wait,
for
wait,
it.
Sure.
So,
GM, please.
Last we left off. You were in one of the rooms after coming down the elevator from solving the puzzle on the ground level.
Solving?
Underneath the... Well, yeah, you solved it. I mean,
sort of solved it,
You found a way in.
You made the elevator work, so you solved it. You pushed the button.
You chose gemstone.
You did find a series of initials. I don't know if anybody remembers that off the top of their heads.
I have them all written down.
Yes.
Okay.
We have the R, the P, the J, the B, the F. Correct?
No.
No?
Not even a little
bit. Thinking of the wrong
things? That's shorthand for the statues and the gems that you found, yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Well, F was the top, which is a statue of Orym and Kolsch.
Is this what we're talking about?
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Yes, here.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
You're
right.
Room, right? With the statues in
it's
it.
It's starting
right.
to come back to
no, no,
me.
No, no.
So,
no.
Hold on. GM is saying
the initials that you found were...
and VL.
There it is.
Written into Orym's coat.
Oh, that's right.
It took us a while to find that.
The artisan that created
The first statue.
Yeah.
How long has it been since we played?
You guys, I know. Hold
it's been way longer.
It is. It feels
it has been
longer
an,
than
it has been an extra bit of time.
Almost a month.
Yes.
Yeah. We played 8:29.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
explains
that.
Yeah.
So. We left off that you did find your way down there into the lower levels. You did find that there were more portals. You did discover the secret of the gem.
Secret of
the gem references to the statues. You did make your way. You opened both doors to the rooms. You found that one room had a mirror and was a mirror image on each side of that mirror.
Uh-oh.
And then you opened up a second room. Where you found sadness and despair as
yes.
you were attacked by mimics.
Asshole mimics.
It happens. Yep. It has to happen once every campaign.
It's so much that I wrote such good notes until we got into that room with the mimics that then I literally just wrote, "We have come across mimics," and then nothing else.
This is just a blank space.
You should have
that's
started
how
trailing
happens.
Off like you're like, bleh, like it was like, oh.
That's how it happens.
literally.
I do have that Orym has had Spare the Dying cast on him.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
yeah,
so Damien is still dying.
Yeah.
I am?
Yeah. No, you have 2 hit points, you said.
Yes.
I do?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, he's laid out.
I'm at zero.
Oh, yeah.
I might have been.
You might have been. No, you were Spare the Dying too.
I Spare the Dying everybody.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The encounter is over.
Yeah.
So now you can actually, like, you know.
Well, now that the encounter is over, I could have Torg make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, sweet!
Oh, because he finally wants to give me the letter that I have not read yet.
I've been holding on to this letter
natural
so
swearing.
Fucking long.
Oh, that is a 16 plus my wisdom?
Yep, wisdom.
How the fuck is Torg the most of the one with the
17 total?
He keeps nailing these fucking rolls.
Give it to me.
Yeah, you did not get it this time, actually.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Oh.
It's
17.
It's going to keep scaling with every pass.
Yeah.
It has to.
I love the idea that she's there just like
I
a
am
stubborn.
Getting it.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, do me a favor.
Yes.
Show everybody.
Okay.
Show everybody in the world here.
Show the people of the world. All of us do not look.
I love, again, the image of just like, why won't this motherfucker just follow this already?
All right, now I get to read
it. I don't know if anybody can read that, but I'm sure they'll pause it.
Oh, yeah, they can. They have that option.
So
I have so many notes.
And this is, okay, what you gave me is what I hear.
It's what you hear, yeah.
You hear it in your head.
So, yeah, so you see as everything's kind of like dying down and the breathing kind of starts to stabilize, you just see Torg suddenly go into his mind and he just kind of like sits there and wobbles for a moment.
Does he visibly is shaken?
Yeah.
Hey, are you hearing a voice in your head too? That's great for the camera and all, but you still heard it in your head.
Yeah, I still heard it.
It's always going to be with you. Let me tape this back on again.
No, I read it. I know exactly what it says, and I just, in my mind, I made it into Chaos Confetti.
Okay, yeah, I hope you, because you read it.
I mean, you read it, yeah.
We hope you read it before it tore to shreds.
So, oh. So the encounter's over. The mimics are...
The mimics are dealt with.
All right. And Orym and Kolsch are...
Orym and Kolsch are stabilized. They're no longer dying. Everybody else still has whatever hit points they had left.
So wait, let me wait. So
Damien and Orym.
And Orym.
We are okay right now.
Yes.
I'm at zero.
No, because he put Spare of the Dying.
Yeah,
no,
so you're just stabilizing.
I just stabilized. He's not alive.
That just keeps you from having to take any more bleeding out. You're both sleeping.
Yeah, you're still unconscious.
So wait, so I asked you if you were hearing voices in your head, and you reacted by tearing up a note. What did you do?
Well, no, that was
yes. I know it's out of character.
Yeah, it's out of character. In character,
visually, what did you do?
Pretty much, it's just shaking my head. I scan the room a bit, and I look at towards Damien, and then I look at Orym a little bit longer than I should have. Look at Orym.
Yeah.
I just shake my head a little bit, and then I just say.
You mean the warlock on the ground?
Yeah, the warlock on the ground.
In one of the non-mimic treasure chests in the room.
Thank you.
Non-mimic treasure chest.
Because we never did loot anyway.
No, we didn't. You told us to wait.
You know why? Yeah. Because the warlock is down and that's the one that usually does the looting.
That's why, too.
while Orym is stabilized, we're just like,
well, Orym was like, so wait, before anything.
Gorin like takes out her notebook and just like.
Yeah.
Before anything, I'm going to use a healing word on Damien.
Okay.
But
does healing word, isn't that an AoE or no?
No, that's ranged. Word. That's a ranged spell.
Yeah. I'm just using it because the first D4. Level is not cure wounds. It's a relief.
I mean, it's a D4. If you're going to use a first level, I would use a cure wounds.
Oh, you know what? How about this? I will
cure.
Well,
no, because everyone's, I'm pretty sure, what's everyone's?
Well, I'm at one.
No, that's not my question. Looking at, this is the question. What is everyone's availability of actions looking like currently? Have we used big spells? We need a long rest after this.
Yeah.
I only used one spell slot. First level spell slot, so I got a lot of flexibility.
I have my two spells still. Actually, no, sorry. I have my one spell because I used Hunter's Mark last time.
Hunter's Mark's a cantrip. You can...
No,
it's not.
No, it's
not for me. That's a first level spell.
That's a first level spell for him.
Oh, okay.
And also, but I also have two rules.
The non-casters don't get cantrips.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I also have Cure Wounds, though. That's why I'm...
Okay, and Orym?
I used both my spell slots.
But Orym can get him back on a short rest.
On a short rest.
Yeah. So technically, I'm cool.
I have everything but
And you
my
can
hit
get
points.
Your yours back on a short rest, too, right? Arcane Recovery?
I believe so. I believe I can get one or two spell slots back.
So the idea right now, is everybody thinking of doing a short rest? After all this?
But you don't get back your hunting bar on the short rest.
No.
That's fine. I have one spell that's
now,
fine.
I will tell you that people have to be conscious to take advantage of a short rest.
I
get one spell slot back on a short rest.
So you get, and you have one left already?
No, I only used one.
Okay.
I was very concerned.
How many healing potions do we have?
We have healing potions.
Oh, that's right. Why are we Final Fantasy VII in this thing?
Two.
We use the potions that we have. God damn
we have two.
Yeah, these potions
are because we have
kill.
Such a bigger threat coming up, and
yeah.
we know
yeah,
we need
okay.
them.
Yeah. Okay. Kolsch goes into the bag of holding.
Yep.
That's on Orym, and removes a healing potion.
All right.
Walks
The second you think about it, like the second you're rummaging in the bag, once you get a clear picture of the potion in your mind, like you feel it. Kind of like your hand kind of wrap around
okay.
it and you pull it out.
I walk over to Damien
mm-hmm.
and I... Can you use half of it? You have to use the entire thing.
I have to use the entire thing.
I give the whole thing to Damien.
Yeah. Just massages.
Roll your... It's 1d4 or
2d4? 2d4 plus 2.
2d4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need a long rest anyway because people need their hit points back. So.
Oh, you want to do the long rest?
A long rest
if that's
the
case, sure,
we need
a short rest will give you. You can use your hit dice.
Yeah, but that's
unless you're out of spells, because you're the actual like healer.
He might be out of spells.
Like, are you out of spells?
Kolsch, are you out of spells?
So that's six. So far, you rolled a 2 and a 4.
Yeah, plus one.
No, I'm not out of spells.
Plus two.
2, 4 plus 2.
So 8.
You got 8. So you're standing officially.
As you come to,
yeah.
You know, Kolsch just standing over you. And, you know, he helps you up, and then he looks up at you and he says, I need you to take care of Orym.
Yeah, I give you... I'll walk over and I lay on hands you for 10 points.
Awesome.
In that case, I think we should take a short rest for there, because Orym will get his spell slots. He'll get one spell slot. We'll be healed enough so that we can start another encounter.
It's
and
not...
We'll heal.
It, you know, Kolsch looks at the group, and it's not about... It's about being as prepared as we can be for whatever is coming our way.
She can say stuff into our brains.
The only concern that I would have if we take a long rest is that we're giving her more time to prepare herself.
Yeah.
Pros and cons. But now that Orym is awake...
I loot the place.
Yeah.
you just, like, bolt up.
I was literally waiting for Sailor Jerry to stop talking so I could be like, I search everything.
Yeah.
give me all the things.
There is a total of 1,340 copper pieces.
Ooh. This damn exchange rate that we gotta do when we get out of here.
1,000
oh
how much?
1,340 copper pieces.
Someone's okay. Getting music lessons.
785 silver pieces.
Okay.
And then 225 gold pieces.
Bro, we don't fuck
this. There's no gems in there.
There is also a deep purple amethyst.
We might need that.
That looks to be worked.
We might need that.
Hold up.
But it also looks to be worth 200 gold pieces.
Doesn't matter about the work. We're going to have to use that shit.
there was one statue that didn't have a gem, right?
Right. So when we were missing,
and in total... Amethyst. Yeah. And in total, it's almost like I worked this out.
I know, right? It's almost like this was planned.
You find three potions.
Of what?
Two of them are red liquids with a little white swirl.
The
third one is a purple liquid with a blue swirl in it.
Do I know what these are?
You can just taste it. You
what
can
does it smell
dip
like?
A finger.
Purple with red, you said?
Purple with blue.
With blue.
With a blue swirl. With a bright blue swirl.
What is the purple one when I taste it?
It is a potion of greater healing.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Oh, no. Oh, no, that's all shit.
Yeah, the other one is
the other two are potions of healing, okay. Of regular healing.
So we now have three potions of healing, one potion of greater healing.
I have a greater on me.
And you have a greater on you?
Yeah.
He didn't put it in the bag. He kept it on him.
You gave it to me.
Yeah,
that's right.
Did.
I did.
And I'm saving it for tomorrow.
Oh, it looks like you guys are more than set for this.
Okay, so...
Short rest, everyone burn a hit die.
Yeah, I know for sure.
At least one hit die.
I'm down. I'm
two
down,
hit die. Just try to get as
close to max as possible.
Well, I go to... With a short rest, I go back up.
No.
Hit die is completely different.
Yeah.
You get your spells back.
You get your spells
back,
but not your health.
Yeah. You have to burn a hit die as everybody else.
It's like one per level, right?
You have a total of four hit dice because you're level four.
Which are what? D what?
Yours are D8.
Yeah.
Wizards D6?
Wizards are D6, yeah.
No, I'll use two.
Remember, you can use more as you want, but you always get to add your constitution modifier to all the dice that you're rolling.
Yeah.
So if you're rolling two, you get to add your constitution modifier twice.
Can I roll one and then roll another one?
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it as often as you want.
Oh, I'll definitely do that. So that's a +3.
So I rolled a 5, so that's a 7 for that.
All right, there we go. I'm back up the
floor.
Whenever we want.
You can roll up to 4.
Yeah.
So you can burn one at a time. It's like you don't have to do them all at once.
Just
remember,
when if you burn through all of them, you don't have any more if you take another short rest.
Right. You only get them back on a long rest.
Yeah, you get half of them back on a long rest.
Okay, so I get the die plus what?
Plus your constitution
plus
modifier.
All right, just to let you know, I used all 4 just so I can get back up to 23.
I used 2.
Okay.
And I get mine.
So I get 3 plus...
Spell slot back.
Constitution. That's why for us... With low constitution, it kind of, unless we roll high, we're going to have to burn a lot more.
Yeah.
Like 29. I think I'm going to use...
I've used 2 of my 4 already.
What's your max?
My max is 46. I want to use the rest of my lay on hands. But I'm not sure if I'm going to need it for you guys.
Do you get any spell slots back on
I have full spell slots.
Lay
on hands comes back on a long rest anyway.
Not a long rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, don't waste it.
All right, Mike,
if you're at half, you're at half. We got
2 out of my 4 puts me at 17 out of 31. So I'm just above half health.
I'm just above half.
Where's everybody else at?
I'm at full again.
At full.
I probably got hit the last one.
Right.
I think we should get to full when we get outside.
For once.
Whatever this
situation is.
I mean, remember, Kolsch is a life domain. So if you guys are below half... He can use his channel divinity to bring you back up to half.
That's good. So you can use it for them. I still wanted to make sure, because unfortunately, the way my character is, it's kind of like run in, ask questions later type of guy.
Yeah.
All right, so I only used 2 of my 4, just putting that on record. Same.
Okay. There's a place there to keep track of them. But yeah, you guys rest for an hour, and you hear what sounds like shuffling coming from the room next door.
Of course.
The room I originally wanted to go into, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Which room are we in?
Yes.
From your...
Before... Yeah. Kolsch takes the potion of greater healing.
Yeah.
Hands it to Orm. And then he takes the two other potions of healing and hands one both to Sailor Jerry of the Torg.
So that I'm not putting them in the bag of holding.
Leaving two
in the bag
in the bag of holding still.
Normal potions?
Normal potions of healing.
Right,
normal
the two potion. We never ended up using.
Right, like we had three to begin with in the bag, right?
Right.
I just pulled one out, gave it to Damien.
Right.
As leaving two.
Correct.
Then the greater healing I'm giving to you that was in the chest, and the two other potions of healing are going to Torg and to Sailor Jerry.
Much appreciated.
You said we hear shuffling in room A?
Yeah, and for the other day.
I knew it. I look around and I already start making my way to the back out of the room we were in through the beadle to get back into the room with the
Kolsch sure. Follows Orm and looks up to his friend and is like, let me come to the door first.
Actually, you can use what's the name of that spell, Tamagori? I never saw it.
Thaumaturgy.
Thank you.
Oh, but real quick, where is
whatever.
Tamagotchi?
It can actually open a closed door on its own, right?
What?
No.
No.
Damien's
no?
Like, what?
I thought it could.
Nah, that's yeah. Knock.
Yeah.
The sounds. Where were the sounds coming from this room or from
no,
the
room,
other
room,
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 room, room, room?
I originally
room.
Wanted to walk
We've
into.
Been in that room already, right?
No.
No, you opened the door.
Okay, so we both opened, previously
oh,
we opened both doors, right? I wanted to go into room A because that's where I believe that's the door that I had originally opened. When I was standing there, and we all decided to go into this room.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure we had opened up both doors, and I wanted to go that way, and
yeah.
I was outvoted. So, now I'm trying to get back through door B to get back over here.
Yep.
And you have asked to go first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what? I'll be right behind him, if you don't mind.
I'll stay with Sailor Jerry.
Sweet.
I mean, I
don't want to split up the party.
I just want to make it to be, I'm right
cool.
Behind Kolsch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
just a quiet. Cool.
I'm ready to go.
Kolsch starts nudging open the door A with his warhammer.
Okay, wait, no, I'm. Let's all.
Wait,
let's
wait,
all
wait.
All
wherever you go, I
yeah,
the
yeah,
orcs.
Let's
with the
orcs
warhammer. Oh,
yeah.
I said with the warhammer, not my warhammer.
Okay.
With the warhammer.
I heard my warhammer. So. All
right. So everybody's in the room, guys.
So yeah. So you can remove Gorin. Because he's just going to be on your shoulder from now on.
Okay.
Until you need him.
Until I need him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He can.
Please down to climb.
Yeah.
Any chapters in this room, by the way?
As we entered the main hall, has anything changed in here?
No.
At all?
Oh, we should probably put the amethyst. Oh, no, let's not do that yet.
Oh, well, let's
wait.
Let's hear the shuffling. So, yeah, Kolsch starts pushing open the door with the warhammer. All
right. Kolsch, Orm, and I would assume Torg can make perception checks.
Sweetness.
As the door cracks open into the room.
I'm going to constantly be looking behind
call
us.
Okay.
Orm got
right
4
now.
On the die, plus 4
I got a 1,
eight.
Gets a reroll.
Lucky!
Oh, you finally got a 1, not a 2.
Alright.
That's better.
Kolsch got a 6, plus?
I got a...
9 total.
Nine.
Oh, wait. 11.
Kolsch has 11 total, Orm has 8 total, and Torg.
17 on the die plus 3 is 20.
Okay.
Sink the shit out of that room.
You notice that because it is a mirrored room, some of the things are a little difficult to spot. It's almost like one of those pictures that had the line in the middle, spot the differences.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little difficult to spot at first, but one of the statues is actually moved. One of the suits of armor has actually moved.
And the suit of armor, is there anything like that you can tell me about the suit of armor?
It looks to be lithe, very thin, almost like old. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to mark it so you guys know which one I'm talking about.
Okay.
So the one across from us is the one that's moved.
Yeah. Yeah. And it takes you a little bit to, like, the only reason that you can see it is because the mirror's in the way. So it's really, it's just, and... The use of your lower perceptive point of view is what really helps you, because you notice that the suit itself hasn't moved, but its feet have. It almost looks like it's pointing towards the door, whereas all the other suits of armor are pointing into the room itself.
I guess I'll roll an arcana check.
I mean, I'm just going to... I would obviously advise the room, advise the people that have that... Well, it's us three here.
Yeah, so I'll do an arcana.
So
arcana
you
check.
Wouldn't know. I say,
oh,
but
okay.
You're not going to be
gonna
able to.
I'm
going to
do an arcana.
So you can assist.
I'll assist.
You can assist. Sorry.
So you have advantage. So.
Oh, I can't assist. Shit.
No, you got a 1. I got a 12 on the die, plus 3 is 15.
I'll drink for that.
Drink the ones. There
goes.
Drink that water.
You're going to be so hydrated by that.
Yeah. So hydrated.
Put it into those holes in your mouth.
Multiple holes.
Why do you need to put it in more than one?
Oh, that's right. You don't need the.
He's got the wisdom teeth.
Yeah, 4.
Yeah. All right, so what happens with the 15?
You assume that it is an animated armor.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, cool.
It's just not work. It's just not fuck with the room.
Are any other?
No, shoot
it. So where are the mirrors in this room exactly?
I'll freeze it.
It's just the one mirror. It's just the one mirror in the middle.
This one.
Yeah.
It's reflecting what's on this side and what's on this side. Right?
Cole walks up to the mirror and smashes it with the warhammer.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna shoot the armor.
I didn't.
Alright.
Oh, here we go. Roll initiative.
It's about to go down.
I'm like, alright guys, I'm gonna go freeze this thing and
roll your damage.
Oh. Oh.
Animated mirror.
D8, right?
Yep.
Oh, animated mirror.
Oh,
one on the die.
Yowza.
Plus.
Okay. What is it? Like plus 3? Plus 2?
Warhammer's plus 1. So 2.
2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you bring your warhammer crashing into it, and you can see the small spider web break out from the point.
No!
I'm like right here.
Wait, what happened?
You're in the room, right?
That's you.
Okay.
I'm like.
All right.
Motherfucker.
Because that doesn't exist. You need to be in the room.
You see the spider web, and what happened? Oh, okay. Things happening.
Spider web.
Yeah. And you see the second the impact happens on the mirror. The rug that he's standing on just shoots up and wraps around Kosh.
Yay! Good. Fun times.
That was a rug?
we're so used to the rug hiding a trap, we didn't think about the rug being the trap.
15 points of smothering damage, bashing damage that smothers you.
Rug?
Yeah,
wow.
As it smothers you.
This is some straight up like Aladdin bullshit.
Genie comes out.
Yeah, I guess I'm expecting like some sort of lamp to pop out. Okay.
Oh no, he's getting other stuff.
Yeah, because now more things are going to pop out, clearly.
Yeah. And out of some of the suits of armor, you see 4 of their swords go flying up into the air.
But not the animated one.
The only thing.
Not the one that was moved.
Nope.
Correct.
Yeah.
And this one is mirroring this one? This one's mirroring the one closer to the door?
Yeah.
When I look to my right, I don't see the same movement. Do I see the same movement? When I look to the right, the statue that technically is being mirrored by the movement one that talks
about. No, even if it was this one, they're not moving.
None of them are moving but that one.
Yeah.
Moving or moved?
Moved. But it is moving now that the mirror has been cracked.
Even this one's moving too?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said it wasn't.
Roll initiative?
Now we could have everybody roll initiative.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even in the fucking room.
Yeah.
The only thing, so as Kolsch gets enveloped by this piece of fabric,
yeah,
all you guys hear inside is him laughing.
I rolled a
20.
Is that stupid? Is that boisterous, like, dwarven giggle?
Wait. Will, drink, because
our initiative.
Damien rolled a 20. It doesn't matter. 20 is a 20.
20
is a 20.
20
is
a 20.
20 is a 20.
20 is a 20 is a 20.
We're drinking as well. I rolled a 1 for initiative.
It evens out. I also rolled a 20 for initiative, so roll again.
No, that's ridiculous. We need to save those.
Yeah, all right,
yeah,
so
I got a 21.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, let me do my little drawing here on my table.
There you go.
Damien.
20.
You got just 20 plus your bonus?
1.
No dexterity?
I have a bonus.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god, I go first for once.
You don't have a dexterity bonus either?
Nope.
Orv.
10 on the die plus 2, so that's 12.
12. Torg.
I have 18 on the die plus 3, so 21.
21. And Sailor Jerry.
20... Nat 20 plus
1.
Okay.
Ah, Lord. All right, let me see how this is. Guys, spoilers. Taylor Jerry's going first. Wait. Taylor Jerry ain't going first.
Natural 20.
Oh, that's right.
And you both rolled the same thing, but natural 20, I'm going to say ekes out.
Yeah, I'm going to stand by that, but you're holding, right?
Well, let me see what the order is. That'll change who I'm holding behind.
Oh, no, we're going to see now because he's going to put all these goddamn spiders.
Yeah, we're
going
to fuck it. Spiders?
Swords, forgive me.
Swords and the
carpet. The carpet's a little busy right now.
The carpet's like,
oh! Yeah, it's got you covered.
No, I can actually smother you again for more damage.
Nah.
They rolled that high?
Oh, God.
Wow. So
is it only four attacking us or five attacking us?
17.
17.
Sorry.
Oh, Damien.
Yay. Wow. Oh, great.
So that means Kolsch can't do shit yet until towards the end.
I don't want to go first.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Sailor Jerry.
Okay, from the position that I'm in here. Okay, I'm going to move us here just to be analogous.
Sure.
Okay, so you'd be here. Okay. How much can I see in here?
You can see a clear slice like that.
Okay. Can the sword guy by the door reach me from where he where it is at?
Yeah.
You'd have a little bit of cover, but yeah.
And understand, you're also next to Damien.
Is it made of metal?
Yes, it is. It is a sword.
Is it made of metal?
I want to confirm this. I have some things that work well against metal, so I want to.
You
be
sure
sure
do.
That is an option here. Let me see what I got.
While Sailor Jerry over there is looking, can I already beckon Gorm to get off my shoulder and onto the playing field?
Sure.
He tells us.
Stop winking. You're twitching inside the carpet.
No, I'm laughing inside the carpet.
Yeah, he's just like, ah, ha, ha.
All you hear is that, like, boisterous, like, dwarven laugh, like...
I can't hear it from all the smothering from the carpet.
If I move back, do I incur attack of opportunity?
Yes. You would? Yes.
Yep.
It literally has to punch through the fucking wall. We're talking about fucking physics here.
You know what kind of hands they got, you know?
There be dragons.
It literally can't fucking see.
It is an animated sword.
There be dragons. Yeah.
Dragons, bro.
Yeah, I forgot that somehow, like, one... Like, you can block... an entire round sound wave with a tiny fucking goblin. I forgot how fucking physics works in this fuck-ass world.
It's like, oh, magic? No.
Can I hit the fucking carpet?
You could, yeah.
Well, this is,
would you be target. Against... how would you feel about... Oh, all right, I'm going to light that motherfucker on fire. I'm going to hit it with a firebolt.
I remember your disadvantage.
For those of you who are listening rather than watching...
Because the sword is there.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to fucking tase the shit out of it. I'm going to use... Shocking grass.
Do it.
Oh, yeah, I have fucking advantage.
Will that shock Kolsch?
No. I don't. I'm attacking the sword.
The sword. He was going to go for the rubber.
Yeah, if they can attack me through the wall, I'm going to fucking tase the shit out of it. And I have advantage on it because it's made of metal.
Yeah.
Sweetness. So Do it.
All right, baby. I will take the 19 on the die.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
That's going to be a d8, and it can't take reactions.
Oh, that means that everybody else can move around.
Yeah, because now we won't have an attack of opportunity. Awesome.
Yeah.
That is just a flat two.
Flat two.
What else are you going to do in return?
You can actually move in now without getting attacked.
Yeah.
I can move in or I can
move
away.
Or you can move in and be like right there so that you have direct line of sight now to everything, including the rug. You can do an area attack.
Actually, what I will do is I will move into the corner. So I can see everything and I'm covered.
Okay.
Yeah. That will work, I guess.
Because if I get hit for 15, if this rug decides, like, I want to eat a little fucking gnome, I'm going to be really fucking dead.
Yeah. Torque.
Before I start moving, because usually I'm the first one to get in here.
Right.
And start shing-shinging a bunch of shit. So the fact that Kolsch did it, I'll be like, yo! Are you okay? So I'm going to be like,
yup.
Yeah.
You good?
The reason why I say that is because it's going to be determined whether or not I attack the rug with my swords,
sure.
or go into the sword. Or...
I love that Kolsch is just amused by this. He's like, he's being squeezed by a carpet. He's like, ah, this is cool.
Actually, you know what? Nah, son. I'm going to go in.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead. For this, it's a large creature.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use Hunter's Mark. Let me just go shink shink.
Sure.
First one. That's a 5 plus 5 plus the 5 is 10.
That'll miss.
Okay, my other attack.
You see the struggling dwarf inside, just the second you're about to hit it, he shimmies to one side and the sword just
good job.
And goes flying into the air.
12 plus 6 is 18.
That will hit.
All right. Fuck it, you.
Stab this stupid carpet.
All right. Okay, I'll take that. That's 4 plus 2 is 6.
6?
That's the lowest I think I've ever rolled in a while.
Kolsch, you take 3 damage.
Cool.
Oh.
So he's taking half of whatever we hit the
Okay, so when I hear him go, ah! I'm like, all right,
Sorry,
do
bro.
Do not attack this fucking thing.
No. Do it.
No, see, that order is not given from Kolsch.
Okay.
No, that's me saying it to myself, like, oh no, I am hitting Kolsch. Yeah.
Damien.
I don't want to hit Kolsch. Kolsch is like, bring it.
Alright, I'm going to move in between the carpet and number one.
Oh, you can't because it's all taking space.
It's okay. Yeah.
It occupies that space.
That's taking space?
Yeah.
He occupies that space too?
Yeah. So that's why he made it like that. So that
right here.
Is there space in front of Orym?
It's these four, right?
There, in theory, there should be enough space because Gorm is just a little tiny fiend.
Well, Gorm hasn't acted yet, so
he, technically you can sit
yeah,
in front
of
me.
Okay.
And then I can attack one from there, right?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to hit the sword with my sword.
Okay.
Gold sword on sword violence.
Yeah.
Just your clanging.
What'd you roll? 11 plus 4. 11
plus 4, 15.
15 does not hit.
Hurry
you see,
sword.
Sack of
yeah.
shit.
You just see the sword kind of in a reverse fashion just swing out of your way.
Never hit.
Almost like Bernoulli's defense.
Dude. It's okay. We're going to have to get you more dice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Just switch out that die. You know what? Here, look. I'm going to give
you
more
dice. No, it's okay. Damien's already switching his dice. Oh, they've now come and encompass the space that we are in now, and they're going to just draw us out.
What are they doing?
But everything but that one.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're all going to just attack me.
So the three attack Torg.
Fuck.
God dang it.
I say, bringeth thou. Should take,
That's going to be a total of 15.
15 armor class.
That's a hit.
That's a hit? I thought you had to get above it.
No, that's a target number. That die roll is higher, so that definitely hits. That die roll is lower, so that misses. So two of them actually connect. One does 4 points of damage. The other one does 8, so a total of 12.
So much of a difference.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's disparate.
Remember, a rug hit Kolsch for 15.
Yeah. It smothered him for 15.
That's only because I had advantage, because I had sneak attack on the first opportunity.
Yeah,
pretty much. That's the only reason it hit me.
The one...
I'm going
to
guess
he
rolled a
16 Orym.
On the die.
This one here?
No, I rolled an 18 on the die.
So one?
Yeah. His roll hit my arm.
I'm going to attack Orym with that.
Disadvantage?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. It's
like, now that you say that.
Okay. Well, the lowest one, I rolled a 12 and a 13, and the 12 with the bonus definitely hits Orym.
Dang.
What's your bonus? More than two?
Well,
yeah.
At least two. If it's
yeah.
at least two, then it hits you.
It's 4. Just if you must know.
Oh!
Yeah, I did want to know. I did.
Oh,
yeah.
now that we know, though,
yeah,
that's good to know. Yeah,
as a
warlock,
I
want to
know everything. And
9 points of damage.
Wow, just 9. Let's just check out. Let's check it out.
Check it out.
I'm just very confused what this fucking rug is going to do.
Just like the
five,
rug.
10,
or,
15.
Well, I'm taking out the cock.
I'm about to, but I can't because all you guys are in front of me.
Move the statue.
Yes, ma'am.
30 to the corner of the mirror. And the other rug.
Here?
There, yeah.
Where's the rug on the order of, he's not up there.
Right.
So I go first.
Yeah.
You go before the rug, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
have
before
the rug.
So
can I go?
No,
right
I'm
now,
next.
It's
right
now.
Armor.
Oh, you haven't gone yet. That's right.
Yeah. I haven't gone
a
yet.
A short attack.
So yeah, you see the armor move up, and you see that it has its hands outstretched towards Orym.
Orym, it wants a hug.
But Orym, it is your turn.
Yeah, I have a good question. But why is the armor even moving before Orym goes?
Because it goes after.
Oh, that's the armor.
Yeah,
sorry.
This is the armor.
Sorry.
Yeah, swords, armor.
Gotcha.
Rug.
I thought it was swords, and rug. I wasn't.
No, no.
Okay.
I am going to. Okay.
You can drop Orym on top of the statue behind you. Gorn. There he goes.
Right there.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. I am When I see the statue come towards me with its arms open, does that give me any sort of memory, feeling, emotional, anything? Does anything of it, if it's present, now that it's closer that I can see more of it, does any of that
the,
say anything to me?
The thing about it that sticks out to you is that in between the plating, there's clothing, whereas all the other suits of armor have wood. But the faceplate is down, so you really can't see
anything
inside
else.
The armor.
Okay, I am then going to Eldritch Blast number 1, Statue of Swords.
Okay. You have disadvantage.
I thought I have advantage because he did thing
you should
with
move.
The thing.
Move, but remember, it can't take an attack.
Oh, you're right.
Oh,
so I
can.
Move. No, you can't. You can't react. You can't react.
It can't react until its turn.
I thought it was until Jerry's turn.
Is it until your turn?
Yeah, until the end of his turn.
Check the spell!
We're doing the check. We're doing the check. Shocking Grasp. To the start of its next turn.
Yeah, and it goes...
Of its next turn.
And it goes, yeah,
turn,
and it goes
sorry,
after Jerry.
Oh, okay.
So it gets its reactions back.
Should have held it off.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. Placement is important.
Either way, I'm either going to take on an attack of opportunity, or I'm going to be at a disadvantage. So, at this point...
I mean...
Can you shadow play?
I could. Yes. I could use Shadowblade. Are we having this conversation across the room?
I mean, you could
I
also...
I see you running back. I'm like, take off that shadow knife!
You could also have Gorin have landed behind it and used its action to aid you. And that way...
In the sense that it's between myself
no,
and
it's,
one?
No, it's on the other side
it.
Of it.
Oh, here.
Yeah. In other words, flank it so you have advantage.
Oh,
so he gives
then
you,
yeah, I'd much rather
he gives you advantage, so it's just a straight roll.
Okay, so I'm going to do a straight roll, have Gorin on the other side of that.
It taps its shoulders, huh?
Yeah,
you have
I'm
a familiar. You just remember, you have a familiar, use him.
Yeah. Damn, it's a 2.
Goddamn, why wasn't it
a 1? On the die.
Been a 1.
That's not even worth
right.
talking
is
about.
Is Gorin get to attack?
Hosh.
Not yet. Gorin can attack. But when I want him to, right?
Yeah. His action is to aid you.
Right. So right now I use him to move.
So you moved him, and then you use his action to give you advantage.
Got it.
You know, I'm drinking now the cabin smoked hells.
The
and
smoke.
I like it. It tastes like a smoky pils.
Hell's is a pilsner.
Yeah.
Hell's is a lager, which is the same category. So yeah, it's going to be smoky. It's actually, if you pour it in a glass, you'll get less of the smokiness than you would if you're going to the can. Because it'll...
Aerate?
It'll aerate, and all the carbonation will release, and all that carbonation holds that smoky aromaticness that's inside the beer.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. Kolsch is...
You
please
can,
make a wisdom saving throw, lovely smothering
tastes
thing.
Tastes like a barbecued beer.
It does, yeah. I'm not against that.
I'm not against that at all. It just tastes like a barbecued beer.
I want to eat a hot dog with it. Why am I disappearing?
I'm just looking at the grapple condition.
Okay, I was about to say, I'm like, why Sailor Jerry?
Well, isn't that in order to sustain the grapple, you have to run against strength?
No, because you're grappled, you're considered incapacitated, so you can't take any actions aside from escaping. Trying to escape.
Okay, so I'll try to escape then.
Okay. It's going to be either athletics or acrobatics roll.
Athletics.
Okay.
Is there any way that Damien could assist him?
Nope. Yeah, because I'm proficient.
No, you can't. You can't really.
You can't really help him with this.
Yeah,
I'm right there.
You're literally next to him.
Well, he's next to the rug, and the rug takes up a lot of space. But like,
can he pull tug the rug? And he's like, ah!
Yeah, technically it's assisting. You're pulling on a rug that's smothering somebody. That's assisting.
I mean,
but it's on.
I'll allow it if you take an attack of opportunity from the sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so wait. Let the attack of opportunity 13. Go.
16 on the die is going to hit you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So 13 plus.
You take 3 damage.
Plus my athletics?
No, it's still his athletics roll. It's using your dice.
16.
16 is enough. You managed to escape the.
he gets nicked on the side of the head.
It was worth it.
So you can come out into any open square you have access to near the rug.
Wait, what just happened? Just a recap real quick?
He assisted him to pull the rug out.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Damien
assists,
so now the rug is taken apart.
Awesome.
So where do you want to come out?
Put me right in front of the armor.
No,
here?
I'm trying to...
No.
Yeah.
There.
Next to Gorm.
This way.
No.
No?
Next to the rug.
I put some of
them. Oh, yeah,
how
yeah.
many spaces?
Yeah,
again, the rug is...
Yeah, it would. Well, no, because the mirror is a hard surface. So yeah, put him in that corner next to Gorin.
That's right there.
Okay.
Wait. Do I want to go there?
Honestly,
I can still move when I get out, right? I have my full movement.
You do.
Yes, I do.
To be quite honest, you can't attack though, right?
No, action was used to.
I think that if, but are we technically? Is this technically with Gorin there? If Kolsch was here, would that technically be flanking or no?
No, there's no flanking.
There's, yeah, there's no flanking.
No, 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 no.
Actually, put Kolsch next to number two.
Whose turn is it now?
The rug.
Okay.
Not fucking.
This is so strange.
The rug should be upset the fact that Damien tugged on him. And he went, what?
It turns around like, whoa.
But it also gets a bonus for smaller characters. So it's going to try to envelop Torg.
Of course.
Okay. What you get? No, it's not.
18 on the die.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh my god.
That's what I was trying to avoid.
Can he impose disadvantage on it?
Yeah. Wait.
Can Damien impose disadvantage?
No, because he already did it for Aurum.
Yeah.
That's a total of 10 damage as it smothers you. So put Torg into the casino chip.
It pulls him in?
Yep.
Yeah. So now it's Sailor Jerry's turn, right?
Now it's Sailor Jerry's
okay.
turn.
Yeah.
Okay,
before...
so I won't light that on fire.
Yeah, what?
You might as well set it on fire because I'm going to die the next time it smothers me. All
right.
You'll get a chance to knock it off.
I yell real quick before anybody does any more attack, now that the rug is the last thing that's out.
Yeah.
Subdue this one, but don't kill it yet.
I'll worry about that once I deal with the other ones.
I understand.
So Kolsch,
yeah,
I'll subdue
it.
Kolsch,
do it, don't kill
Kolsch has come out of the rug now. When Kolsch looks at the armor walking across, what does he notice?
It's elven made. All the armors are actually elven made.
I love the little attack you're having right now.
All right, but you mentioned earlier that the rest are made of wood and this one has fabric.
In between the plates, the rest have wood.
Right, but this one has fabric.
Yeah.
Does the fabric that could be seen match any patterns on the carpet that's now engulfing Torg?
No.
Okay.
All right, so now, yeah, Sailor Jerry. Also, update. I am now drinking a Big Wave Golden Ale from Kona Brewing.
That's gonna be my next one.
Yes, it is actually very
zoom in.
Zoom in. I'm gonna make it zoom while I zoom and everybody.
Oh
zooms.
God!
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I think it's a perfect moment to grab the big bottle that I brought from Angry Chair in there, just because of what's attacking us.
Angry Chair.
Giant rug beer.
Nope, the other one.
Okay, so real quick, I want to cast Shatter in a 10-foot radius. So
sure.
If I have Aura Origin to here, it's two out.
Could you?
Yes.
And I can spell shape to protect.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you can do that now?
I got spell shaping, baby.
Nice. All right.
So,
did you just not have that as a spell slot the last time? Is that what happened?
Oh, I was holding back because we're going to have a boss encounter. So, like,
okay, cool.
I have three of those. I'm going to hold on to them really.
Got it.
So I'm gonna use Shatter. So these three have disadvantage. It says here inorganic material.
That's what they are.
So would the rug count as inorganic material?
Yes.
That shit is inorganic.
But Torg does count as organic.
And I wouldn't be able to spell shape it because he's in the middle of it. Because
he's
correct.
In the rug itself.
So you have to attack everything but the rug.
Hey, Torg.
How about this? Can you delay your action until after I get out of it?
I will delay my action until after Torg.
So you're going to ready an action.
I'm going to ready Shatter.
Okay.
Just see if Tor can get out of there. Otherwise, he's gonna.
I'm gonna
get a hell of a
sticker
cup in there. Yeah. Remember, there's no more ready to actions in 5th edition. You ready an action?
Yeah, it's gonna pop off
for a trigger.
Oh yeah, no,
right,
it's gonna
right.
pop off.
Remember, if he doesn't get out,
oh, it's gonna pop off. Yeah,
your
no,
spell doesn't go off.
It is set off. I'm looking at him like,
it goes off regardless.
Oh yeah.
So you've readied it so that it just happens after Torg's turn.
Yeah. So if Torg gets out or not, the spell's going off.
Like,
got it.
You better get out of there. I'm getting ready.
Okay.
Torg.
That's
your
exactly
turn.
What you better get out of there.
Can I assist again?
No, you can only use the one assist.
Yeah, because this time it can't attack you again. That's why you're not allowed.
Wait.
Yeah.
Time out. No, it's the top of the order. You can assist again.
No, but he hasn't gone yet, so he hasn't refreshed his assist.
Okay, that makes sense. All right.
Just like we can't refresh your reactions until you.
So, in lieu of the things attacking us
that's
right
great.
Now,
that's great.
Angry Share put out a great stout called
Egookie.
Which, if you were from a Latin American household, you heard about Egookie. It's the Spanish version
Egookie.
Of the boogeyman.
Yeah.
That lives under your closet, lives under your bed.
And bring that bottle back.
So in lieu of being attacked by an animate rug that lives to smother you to death, I figured opening a cookie was appropriate.
That sounds like some Hispanic ass shit where you would say fucking a cookie is a fucking rug, it's gonna smother.
Yeah, right.
This is simultaneously the cutest and most.
Well, show it again.
Frightening mug.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Cookie.
I love
Java.
It's adorable.
Cheers,
everybody. We'll get them on all cameras, every single camera.
Hey! Don't choose the water. Don't choose the water. Don't choose the water. Don't choose the water. That's bad luck.
Ooh, smells good.
This encounter is bad luck. All right.
We good. Your face. Oh.
Wait. Take this way.
Oh.
That's a stout you actually might like. Yes. The look on your face. That's the nicest.
You know what?
Yeah.
That might work.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm going to call this the hair of the dog. That's exactly what it is.
We gooch.
So acrobatics or athletics to try and get out.
Acrobatics.
What do you got,
my little friend?
What do you got, a plus one?
It would be a little.
I need to send a picture of that to my friend because he loves stouts.
Come on.
Well, here's the thing. Acrobatics, I'm not proficient in, correct?
That's a good question.
Oh.
You are not.
However, athletics, I am, correct?
You are.
Thank you.
Damn! It's a 3 on the die.
Yeah.
It's a 3. Okay.
So you see,
get ready for your nap.
So you see the wriggling, you see the hand come up, and then you just see the rug come up and just pull the hand back into its
head. And I'm just like,
all you hear is I hear somebody all of a sudden charging up, and I go, just do it already!
Alright, I snap my fingers and cast Shatter. So, saving
it
rolls.
It always feels like somebody's killing me.
It's ironic that it's Saving Jerry.
I'm just like, oh, this hurts me so much. Alright, so saving throws.
Just remember, I love you.
Let me see. Constitution.
Constitution.
I gotta roll as well for saving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
really
no.
No, you're gonna die. You're dead.
No, you don't, actually, because you're enveloped in the rug. The rug makes the save.
But the rug's still gonna take
half
damage.
But it doesn't matter.
The rug takes half damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
First sword, roll a 9.
Nope.
There's a 14.
Nope.
A bonus. A 16.
Wait, 9 or 4?
No, 9 on one, so on number 2, uh-huh. 14 on number 4.
Nine was the lowest for number 2? Remember,
nine.
You have disadvantage.
Oh, I have disadvantage, so yeah, so 9.
So 9,
nine
so
the lowest.
No.
Okay. 8 is the lowest for the next one.
Nope.
3 is the lowest for the next one.
Nope.
And then the rug also has disadvantage.
Also has disadvantage.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Oh, man, so sad. 9.
So that's 3d8 for all of them.
I'll miss you.
So I'll just say I'm dead.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Torg is
Am
dead.
Am I dead or incapacitated?
No, you're not dead.
He has to do... How much health do you have? 1 hit point?
Yeah.
And what's your max hit points?
25.
Yeah.
He has to do 26 points of damage to kill you outright.
I can't do that. Not with 3d8.
No. And
watch
but
it.
You have a potion in your hands, right?
Yeah, I'm dead.
No, you're not
dying.
Actually dead.
I'm
you have
dying.
1. I know, but like you can
no,
take
no,
it.
No, but I can't reaction. Just take it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's...
For that, I should have just taken it while I was in...
So,
it's
12 six,
points of electric
four,
of thunder damage.
Two,
12 of thunder.
12 thunder.
Thunder!
Damn, you see the swords are starting to crack. All 3 of those are cracking. So the rug takes 6 more points of damage, and then Torg takes 6 points of damage.
So guys, at this point now
the rug is just carrying him.
I figured,
you see the rug kind of spit out. Torg into the space next to Damien.
I think you better watch out, because if I roll a 20 and I get up, I'm going to stab it.
You vomited it.
It is pretty gross. It almost looks like how those animals that eject their stomach look.
Ah.
Like it just ejects the inside of itself, Torg drops, and then it just goes back to being a rug.
I'm sorry!
I love, yeah, I love the ninja shimmy.
Yeah, there was a...
Although it was subtle, but not subtle.
It went just across the one camera, just... so that was Sailor Jerry waiting on Torg. So Damien.
Fuck it up.
There's
Fuck
nobody
up.
In the rug. There's nobody in the rug. It's going to take full damage now.
Fuck it up.
All right.
Swing away, Bobby.
Searing Smite as a bonus.
Oh my god,
ooh.
Searing Smite.
Jesus, he's like, I need to kill the rug. Kill this rug!
Oh, don't miss.
Kill this Persian tapestry of bullshit.
Okay,
there he goes.
15 on the die.
4.
4.
He hit it. He
that'll hit the rug.
Hephaestus guides him.
Yeah.
Stop with the Hephaestus!
Hephaestus guides him.
Are you attacking the rug or the sword?
The rug!
Okay.
No, fuck you. It's the rug.
Wait, that means it's now on fire.
I mean, there's more swords. The rugs. But okay.
Okay, it's on fire.
We're really not okay with the rug.
I understand. I understand.
And I have beef with this fucking rug, all right?
I rarely ever.
It hasn't done anything to you.
He's like, I don't even know how many.
It ate my friend.
No. It attacked and spit out one half of the 4 feet of fury.
That is true.
All right?
That is true.
That was my bro. It took.
All right, so what do you get, Damien?
It's now on fire. It takes 6 + 2 slashing damage, 1 fire damage.
So 6 slashing, 2.
Six plus two, so eight slashing, one fire.
And it's on fire.
So
wait, is it on fire?
It is on fire. So Sailor Jerry just says, "Cool."
At the start of it, at the start of each of its turns until the spell ends, which is up to a minute concentration.
Uh-huh.
It must make a saving throw. On a fail, that takes 1d6 fire damage.
Okay. Save the Constitution. Constitution.
Yeah, it's against my shit, right?
Yep. No.
Yeah. Oh no, yeah. My shit is.
The Constitution saving
has to
throw.
Be. Okay. Cool.
Okay.
It's alright. All right. Whatever.
That's fine. That's just more damage he can spread out to everybody else.
Yeah, it's on fire.
I'm on fire. How about you?
This is the plus one damage.
So move 4 and 3 over to Sailor Jerry.
Fuck. Oh, and I have
like this.
I have my shit back. Okay.
Were you gonna move? Because you didn't
number
move.
Number 4 it takes incurs an attack of opportunity. Then
wait. Okay, wait. He was here. Are you gonna move? Because you didn't move. Or are you gonna stay in the same spot?
Protect me.
I mean,
save me.
He basically wants you to dodge. So he wants you to move right.
Please hold. Protect
you
me.
Would take 2 attacks of opportunity.
2? Oh, no, yeah. You
got a rug. That's fine. The rug that's on fire will attack him.
So, okay, so what do you kill? Do you kill anyone?
No. Alright, so how do you want this to move?
So 4 moves diagonally. There you go. Yeah. Just like that. They both move diagonally.
4 move. Both move diagonally. So 1, 2.
And now they both move up 1.
Okay.
Attack.
So I can take an attack.
No, you cannot.
No, because it came in.
They came in.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, the one that's on Kolsch will attack Kolsch.
Yeah.
11 on the die is not enough.
Nope.
The one on Aurum will attack Aurum.
Which one on Aurum?
15 on the die.
The
there's only the one.
Yeah.
The sword. I'm on the sword right now.
Yeah. Okay.
For 4 points of damage.
Okay.
And then the 2 on Sailor Jerry.
Sailor Jerry. Finish him.
Oh shit. I rolled a 1.
Yay! Drink!
Yeah. And
not you, him.
Nah, I'm drinking because I'm thirsty.
Oh, okay. I was like, no. That's not how it's
worth. And a 13 plus 4 is 17.
Okay,
so
that
definitely
hits.
And here we go.
8 points of damage. Jesus.
Stop using those.
I love how I'm like either at the low end or at its max.
You're min maxing your damage.
Yeah,
right now.
There's no in between. the armor is going to move up and replace the sword.
It switches places?
Not switches places, it just moves the sword back one.
So
here?
Yeah. Gorm's in that spot.
Gorm's in that spot.
Right, but Gorm is also
tiny.
And the sword is floating. It's a magic sword.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Orm, what is your passive perception? 14. You can either take the 14 or roll at disadvantage to try and notice something as the suit of armor comes up and attacks you.
Takes 14 damage?
No.
Wait.
You can either take the 14 on your passive perception to try to notice something in the environment or roll with disadvantage.
14 is, I don't think you're going to see very much with 14.
I say this in my diagram.
A 14 on the die is definitely going to hit you, though, with its bonus.
Ugh.
I'm going to roll.
Okay.
First roll. The
fuck is that number?
The fuck is that?
The fuck is that?
What's
it's
this?
What's this?
A 6.
It's a 1.
Okay.
But I get a second roll, right?
Yeah,
no.
But even then, the 1 is the lowest.
We have disadvantage.
Oh, freaking crap.
6 points of bludgeoning damage as a...
I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down. I'm, like, totally down.
Cool.
Really
he's going for a TPK, guys. He's going for a TPK.
No.
He's
no.
going for.
We're really good at fighting. Things.
No. He's going for like only one person standing.
Two of them. Two people are really good at fighting things.
Damien. You notice as the suit of armor slams its fist against Orm. As Orm collapses, the armor kind of like looks down at its hands, and there's a moment of suffering. And that's when you notice the reflection. In the reflection, the suit of armor doesn't have armor on. It's just the clothing.
Is it the guy from earlier? From
it is.
Ah!
It is the elven messenger inside the armor.
I know it!
The elven messenger that Orm knows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I know. Okay, out of character because clearly I'm dying on the floor. I knew it. That's why I told you subdue him. Don't kill him. That's why I told you subdue him. Don't kill him. Back in character, I'm still dying.
I'm a little more worried about the rug and the fucking swords right now.
I'm gonna ask a quick question. I know that this has already transpired, so I've lost the stack of movements. But if I had wanted Gorm to come and pour a potion,
he could do it.
Fantastic.
And in fact, as you're falling and like you do the lifetime slide against the wall, like the second you get slammed, like your eyes kind of focus on just the mirror, and you see the fact that in the reflection, the suit of armor doesn't exist. It's just
the clothing
and the elf.
Save
him. That's your last words.
But it is your turn.
I do whisper. Save him. I do.
But it is your turn.
Yep. Oh my god. Okay.
So, Orm, death saving throw, please.
Dice!
I should have worn my shirt.
Changing dice.
Death saves?
Yeah.
Ooh. Like a boss. Almost stood up.
19!
Almost. So, one Kolsch. One success for Orm.
As Kolsch contemplates.
How do I fuck these people up?
How the fuck?
Looks at the rug, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, Kolsch looks at the rug, and the rug needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
If this is a wise... Well, I don't know, I've seen wise rugs before.
2.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nope.
Ooh.
Please take 10 points of necrotic damage to the face, Mr. Rug.
Okay.
Also make your constitution save.
Yep, because you're on fire, bitch!
It's not his turn yet.
You right...
And then Kolsch is going to finish his action.
Yep.
By.
You'll take two of like one attack of opportunity.
From what?
From the rug.
The thing you're
it's on fire. Oh, it's right. It's on fire. And its only attack is to grapple?
No, it can slam.
But if it slams, it slams itself.
Come on and slam.
I was about to say, like, don't say it. Don't say it.
I needed this after the week I've had.
Yeah.
Can I go here without taking a tap opportunity?
You'll take one from the sword.
Oh, yes.
Fuck the sword.
Okay.
Fucking nigga named sword.
10 on the die is not enough.
Yeah, you're very shit.
Yeah.
How did you do that? I know, right? It always hits us.
That's because Dionysus motherfucking provides, baby.
Now the rug goes.
Constitution
saving throw.
Constitution saving throw. I rolled a 10.
Nope.
Does that beat a 12?
Nope. It does not beat a 12.
Nope.
They roll 1d6.
So, roll.
What does describe the agony?
He said 6 on fire, baby!
Describe the agony of a rug.
You see the rug turn its attention towards Damien, and just the way the fire has eaten away at it, it almost looks like it's just a burning maw is coming to wrap around you. And right as the rug is wrapping around you, you just see the fire eat it away.
Yeah!
I killed something! Yay!
Yep. Yes.
If there's any thread left that he can like wrap around something?
Can he make a belt out of it?
Can he at least make a wristband?
A sash. A scarf.
Give me
a stylist or give a scarf.
Give me a random 20% in your favor.
A random 20%?
Yeah, and I'll say the blue one is first.
So roll.
Wait.
Roll
percentage. You know what's going on?
20% slice.
So like 20, 40, 60?
Yeah, 25 to 45. Choose a 20% slice in 100%. And the blue one will be the tens.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll see if there's enough.
Go 40 to 60. Go 40 to 60.
40 to 60.
35?
45
to
55?
Is that
20% slice?
35 to 65.
35, I guess. I'm
35 to...
10.
Yeah,
35
to
60. Okay, I understand numbers now. Okay. I had a really long day, guys. 35...
To 55.
To 55.
Okay, so that's...
Do it. So we got a 52 going.
Nope, seven.
Oh.
So there's not enough of the rug for a trophy.
You grasped it. Shit.
Close looks over at Damien and just gives that little dwarven, you know.
While his head's like this, like, ah!
And just like black with soot.
Okay, so now
The rug is gone.
The rug is gone. Jeez. And now it's back to Sailor Jerry. Christ.
And it does go back to Sailor Jerry.
All right. It is time for a thunder wave. That is a 15-foot cube in front of me, so that is...
Like a montage sequence.
That is basically this, right?
Hmm? But that would that affect me or no?
What's
that?
What
is
dead,
it?
Dead, right? Like
dying.
Thunder wave. 15-foot cube.
A 15-foot cube, so it's 15
around
by
you.
15. Because
yeah.
You're in the center of it.
Yeah.
So it'll hit...
Just those two.
Yeah, those two.
Perfect.
Because I'm technically dying in this space.
Is in this square.
Let me see. Unsecured objects are pushed.
Is Searing Smite still up for me, or did it go away with the hit?
No, it goes away with the hit.
You have to make a Constitution saving throw.
Constitution. Yeah, you can't transfer it like 100 more.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
An 8 and a 10.
Nope. So that's going to be 2d8 thunder damage.
A 3
a lot
and
of
4.
Thunder.
Yeah.
Thunder.
That is 9 damage.
Oh man, it's immune to thunder. I didn't see that. No, I'm lying.
I was about to say I'm lying. I'm so confused. Like,
they crumble. You just see them shatter as the sound waves reverberate out around you.
Yeah. All right, Torg.
Torg, that's saving throw.
It's a 5, so that's a no.
Well, that's a failure. Damien. The tides are turning.
Yeah, have indeed in your favor, sir.
I don't really think about this.
Knock.
I had a failure plan ready.
Knock out the. Try to knock out the green.
Don't kill it. Just knock it out.
Kill it. I was gonna raise Torg.
You can do that.
Oh.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
No, because has green taken damage?
No.
No.
We're
no.
not trying to.
We're not trying to.
Orm asked us to subdue him, not to harm him.
Yeah.
Is this a?
Because if you do lay on hands, how is that a full action?
Mm-hmm. That's his action. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. What's the odds of me rolling a 1 twice? But anytime I roll a 1, I can re-roll it.
Yeah,
that's
true. You could try to move and attack number 2. 2 looks to be really damaged.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I'll go to 2.
Okay.
So we're gonna go right here.
Yeah.
You see that one of the hands on the armor come up. As you leave the threatened square, and you see the other hand come up and grab it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And you just see it struggling with itself.
Alright. Okay, let's hit a sword with a sword.
Do it.
What is
that's
that?
A 6 plus 4.
10
is not enough.
Yeah, figured.
So that'll bring us to the swords. It'll attack you since you're there.
Go for it.
A 5 on the die doesn't do anything. And the other one attacks Kolsch.
9.
13 on the die is not enough with its bonus. 17, yeah, not enough. By 1, god damn it.
Yeah.
And then you see the armor pick up Orm. And then it starts making its way to the door.
This door?
Yeah.
Hmm. Does it get out of
the
room?
Yeah, but it's picking up, so that's already an action, though. The actual pick up.
Yeah.
So it hasn't actually exited yet.
No.
Can we do anything to incapacitate it?
I can try to blast
it's it.
I'm going to
try
to blast it.
Yeah. Okay. Or death saving throw.
Use that cold.
Roll a natural 20. Let's just get this over with. Wake up.
That would be great.
Yeah. Just roll a natural
20.
God damn it.
One failure.
But I make a move for Gorm.
Yeah,
can
you do.
I not call for Gorm to come to me?
Well, you technically can't. Gorm would have to act on his own.
Okay,
so we have
well,
to percentage die?
Can Gorm act
is that,
on
that's
own?
You.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, you sack of shit.
So let's...
Wait, so time out. Yeah. I have can Kolsch position himself to where he can... Yeah.
Wait a second. Why is it on you if I get to choose what Gorm does?
Because you're unconscious right
now. You're unconscious.
You can't
tell. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because if I was awake, then I would technically be in charge of him. Okay, got it.
And right now...
Because I get to choose what he does when he
actually
does.
And right now, he's like...
Meh.
He's like, ooh. Like, he's just like,
oh. This is interesting. This is turn.
That looked like I'm hurt.
This
on my
turned.
Deathbed, I'm pissing
you. Blue first, give me a 35%
slice.
35% slice? 35% slice in your favor.
I'll see.
What does that even mean in your favor?
Like if I roll in the in your
oh,
slice.
In the bracket.
Yeah. I'm gonna go for 35 to 70.
Okay.
65. 70 is 35.
50 something, so that's in the slice. So yeah, so you see,
I understand how this works.
You can feel you can feel him deliberating in your mind, and like you hear him just like, well, if I do help, it's a bonus for me. If I don't help, then I have to listen to him whine. And he's just sitting there like, and then he's like, ah, fine.
Where the fuck did this voice come from?
And you just
I love that his
talk.
Fucking
yeah.
voice. I hadn't heard his voice.
Yeah. You haven't. And I have a note of what his accent is.
That's awesome.
That's perfect.
All of you in the room just see Goran disappear.
Ah, okay.
As
oh, never mind.
Never mind.
Wait, come back! Ah, shit.
Ah, shit.
We have things to do.
Yeah. But
one
then
has zero damage.
Kolsch.
But Kolsch, right next to Orm.
Here.
Kolsch winks at the sword as he walks by.
Yeah. You're still in its threat range, so I can't do anything.
Oh, hold on. I want to walk out of its threat range on purpose.
Oh, okay.
So put me in the other square.
Here?
There, yeah. No, one more. There
Bam.
We go.
10 on the dice.
Yeah,
enough.
No. Eat a bag of shit. Dinosaur's loving.
Yeah.
As Kolsch walks by the sword, he winks at it and then lays a hand on Orym and casts Spare the Dying.
Okay.
Okay.
But stabilize. I mean,
stabilize.
Yeah,
yeah,
it just means
that means no more death saving.
Yeah.
Right.
Say to Jerry.
I want to blast. Okay. Can I cast the cantrip like non-lethal damage?
No. Magic is always...
It's always lethal?
It's always lethal. It's magic.
But attacks can be non-lethal?
Melee attacks
yeah.
can be non-lethal.
Or I can choose, like, I want to attack but not kill?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And 4th edition was just some
shit. And there's no way that I can, like, target the legs with a Ray of Frost?
I mean, you could make it for flavor, yeah, because Ray of Frost will slow them down anyway.
Wait, say again?
You can do it for flavor because Ray of Frost slows him down anyway.
Yeah, that's
so
why
that
I just
been,
want to slow it down.
Yeah, yeah, that would have been the flavor of it, that it slows down because of the effect of the spell.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm gonna murk it in one hit. Yeah, it's just a slow.
I mean, nobody's hit it for any damage at this
yeah.
point.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, it's pretty.
So at this point, it's
a ranged spell attack. Where is my bonus? I believe it's 5. Yes, it is. That is a 6 on the die plus 5.
That will not hit. You just see him plink off one of the plating. Torque, death saving throw.
It's an 8. That is
a
another
failure. What do you at? 2 failures?
Yep.
Damien.
Spare the dying.
I mean, he's there.
Yeah.
Spare your boy.
Hey, demons.
10 hit points into...
It's your boy.
No, don't do it. Coast stops you as you start casting it and just asks you to please take care of the swords.
Okay.
So, do it.
It's going against what Damien wants.
Like, it's your character.
His
you don't always
losing,
have to listen
yeah,
to him.
His fear is losing his friends. I put 10 hit points into you.
You put 5.
I put 10.
Okay.
Damn.
You don't have to keep going in tens.
ten.
So that sort of move into Damien.
Go for it.
So 1 and 2 are both going to attack Damien.
So roll some more.
19 and a 17.
Yeah, I guess
the opposite
was.
Of...
So both of them are gonna hit.
Let's hope they hit for like 2.
Wait, so you're back up.
Not
on
yet.
His turn.
No, he's not yet. On his turn, yeah.
4 and 5, 9 total.
Okay.
That's a middle road.
It's the first time we had like a middle roll.
Yeah. You see the armor try to move into the doorway and then it stops itself. Like it moves one of its feet, and then you just see the foot just shoot straight down, almost aggressively.
It's trying to stop itself from leaving.
Yeah.
Well.
And at that point.
Wait! You skipped my turn completely.
No.
No.
No, the armor's here.
You're
last.
It's technically my turn.
Oh, the rug was last. That's right.
Yeah. And at this point, you see Goren reappears standing on top of Orm's chest and just massaging his throat as he jams a potion down his throat.
It's not gentle.
I see him like, huh!
So mark off one of the potions from your bag of holding.
Okay.
And you heal 8.
You wake just, up in the arms
just,
like...
You just feel the scaly, kind of like little, really like gangly fingers just kind of like massaging your throat. And it feels really strange to wake up to that feeling.
No, honestly, guys, it doesn't matter. The picture I see is more like the fucking imp is doing like that, just jamming the fucking bottle in. And Orm is waking up like, oh, fuck!
I mean, yeah, the one hand is in its mouth, like, shimmying the bottle, but the other hand is like, drink it.
Okay, so as I wake up, I am startled. I'm doing what I was like, what the... I make an acknowledgement to Goren, and I want to stare into the face of...
Well, the faceplate is down.
The face. Well, either way, I want to look at it.
Yep.
You want to reach up and just...
No, I'm not even going to touch it. I just want to make contact with it. Like, I know where its eyes are, and I'm looking there.
But I can't see you.
Yeah. Through the shadow, you can see just a glimmer of the torchlight in the eyes.
Okay.
You can see that they're watering.
Okay. Oh, see? Oh. Don't tell me I know. I've got feelings. I've got feels.
But you do have your action still. You can try to escape its technical grapple on you. Because it is turning into a grapple now that you're awake.
Now that I'm awake, it's
because it will now start to
give you super hugs.
The super hug.
Okay, I will try to get out of its grasp. I will try to get out of its grasp. All
right, it's athletics or acrobatics, your choice. You are proficient in neither.
Nope, I have the same plus in both, so it matters not. but for creative visual lens, I want to go with acrobatics because I want to imagine that I do some weird cool gymnastics.
Somersault out of the
hands. Yeah, to get out.
I want you to barely succeed, so you literally scrabble out of its arms, like a dog is on its back. Like,
that's a 7.
No.
Yeah.
So you see, you start wriggling to try and get out, and you see Goren actually like pat you down, and he's just like, "What is he doing?"
All right.
Why? Stay, it's
9. 9. 9.
While I'm struggling, I never break eye contact.
True.
Like, while all of this is happening, I never break eye contact.
Kolsch
is literally behind the piece of walking armor now.
Yeah.
You
can see that Orym is trying to skimmy me.
Yeah.
Kneecap that bitch.
I want to save
the hobbit.
No, I'm okay now. I got 10.
Oh, yeah. Heal it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So kneecap that bitch.
Yeah.
That's a fucking
thing.
Yeah,
Tanya Harding that motherfucker right there. Bam!
Are you trying out for Olympic gold?
So Cole essentially wants to come behind, because I imagine the armor's
holding
arm like this,
it.
Correctly?
Are you going to caress
yeah.
the
yeah.
enemy
huh?
in fucking armor?
Like this, right? Cole wants to come, yeah. Cole wants to come.
Fucking suplex that shit.
Kolsch is a dwarf, guys. Kolsch walks up behind the piece of armor and drives his shield right into the crooks of the elbows to get Orm to fall out of the arms.
Okay. Break this guy's arms.
It's
animated armor.
Make an attack roll.
I'll take that 18.
Look it out, Dionysus. We love you.
Roll a d4 plus a strength modifier.
Oh.
Because it's subdued, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bashing. It's still.
Yeah.
Still gonna hurt.
Yeah.
2 plus 1. 3.
Okay. Yeah. So you see the shield come in between your back and its front, and you just see your eyes suddenly just get blocked. And
okay.
You see just the symbol of Dionysus sitting in front of you.
Okay.
Say to Jerry.
Orm's free now, I imagine?
No, but if he tries to escape, he'll have a bonus.
A better opportunity.
Yeah.
I cry out when that happens.
Okay.
I'm gonna Ray of Frost.
What do you say?
This guy?
Do
I
it.
Just cry in pain.
That one has not been hit.
That guy just
Yeah.
It has. It just hasn't taken too
yeah.
much
time. No, I'm going to Ray Frost.
Okay. Where is my die?
Two
is,
oh,
is it a bad
four.
Scream or a good
scream?
That is a 19 on the die plus 5.
That'll hit.
For yourself?
For him. For the.
Okay.
The
yeah, I think. You know, you know more.
I think I know who it is. Yeah, I think I mean, I felt that from
the. It is a 5. And its speed is reduced by 10.
Okay.
Keep reducing it. So it goes to zero. Well, I stand. I stand.
Game time.
Ow!
The rug is gone.
The rug is gone.
You went.
Well, I realized the rug is gone.
Yeah.
Where all the rug gone?
Close looks behind the subway. He's like, so this is the view that Torg gets as he wakes up. Imagine Damien's the armor. Close is shield over, armor on the belly. Cool, bro. You're good.
You're good.
Okay, he goes back to sleep. He's like, nope.
Start attacking. Hack and slash.
Okay.
Let's see.
Both have taken.
Let's
damage.
Go with. Let's go with. Oh, both have taken damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice. I'll go ahead and attack number 2.
Okay.
That is a 2. So yeah. I'm gonna go through.
Hey, you're still groggy.
Yeah. That took a little.
However, that's 16 plus.
That'll hit.
That's 16 plus.
Which
12.
One do you want to hit?
2.
Okay.
So since it's already been hit.
I thought you were going to take your shield and smash it out the door. And like bull rush it out the door. I
that
was like,
is
oh shit, this guy.
12 plus 4, oh, that is 16.
So bad. Just...
I thought about it. I thought about it. I thought about it. Orbs in an arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, you already got hit once, so I get to add extra dice.
Right. So 2's dead.
2's dead.
Hey, 2 shatters.
I wake up and I'm like, ah!
You wildly missed that first one. That's the second one.
Is there any shard that I can save? No, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can save.
There's shards you can save.
All right, Damien.
Yeah, Torg, Damien.
Turn right around and hit number 1.
Do it.
With that 7 plus 4.
That's not going to do it.
That's a not hit.
Hell yeah.
That's not going to do it.
Fuck
so
yeah.
That
fuck yeah.
Sword goes
first.
So the sword attacks Damien.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That 9's not going to do it.
Nope. Hell yeah.
Missing each other.
And then the armor's going to try to smother Aurum.
Wait, no, it can't. Its arms are incapacitated. It needs to grapple me.
Right.
The shield's in the way. It can't bend or do
right,
anything.
Right, it can still push against the shield. So it can still make an attack. And even then, it can let go of Aurum and then just come in.
No, the shield's in the way. You can't do that with a shield.
No.
Does it have disadvantage at least?
No. Remember, you were trying to release him, not impede it. So anything that you're going to do for Aurum, mm-hmm. not against it.
Okay.
But 15 on the die is going to hit.
This man. For 3 damage.
No, it's just 6.
Oh, you know.
I'm still standing.
Yeah.
Sort of.
You can feel that it's not, it is not coming in with its full strength.
Right. It's holding itself back.
Yeah. But
it's my
turn
now,
your
right?
Turn. So if you want to try to get out of that square, you do have advantage on your acrobatics or athletics.
I was thinking
take the face off. Like try to take the face plate off.
I'm gonna do something that I feel I need to do.
Yeah, sorry.
I do want to pull away. Like so, I want to make an athletics roll
mm-hmm.
or an acrobatics roll
right.
to get away. But I want to be able to. Roll out of the door with it. Like if I move away from it, I want to pull him out.
You want it
out of the room. I mean,
okay.
Into this room.
Then you're not trying to escape the grapple. You're trying to move the grapple.
Yeah, because you're
gonna
stay
with
it. I imagine myself. I'm gonna be real with you.
What?
As I'm trying to move away, I'm launching him behind me.
Okay. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing it like because I'm in front of him and the shield's in front of me. So I want to push off and grab him and. Throw
yeah.
him behind me.
Okay.
Kind of
hard.
And that's just the athletics roll.
Without the advantage.
Yeah. Yeah. Because now you're moving him with you. So.
Oh man.
Looks
sorry,
really
guys.
Weird if you fail.
I don't know.
Yep.
That's an 11. 9
that's
on the die.
More than me.
Oh!
Oh wow!
So you see, you pull yourself away, and you grab the hands. Right as you're pulling away, you put one foot on the door frame, and you pull against Kolsch's shield, and you see both of you tumble out into the doorway, into the other room. Once you're in the other room, the armor actually melts away.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Okay. Cool.
Kolsch.
Kolsch didn't see this happening, right? He's standing in the doorway.
Yeah.
Kolsch was at the sword and like. All right. Throw the Warhammer at it. And fails.
Oh, and
actually, no.
Drink.
Actually, no. No, no. Stop, stop, stop.
Are you sure
I want to use my battle for load real quick. Let's roll it. Roll.
There's a long rest happening after this.
We're feeling really good about ourselves.
What are you doing?
Wait,
where'd
it go?
Over there. No, it's gotta be on the table.
We can't use it.
The cat will find it for us.
Unless it would have been a 20. Then it would have totally
been gone. There it is.
Okay. There it is. 16.
16.
For 3.
3 points.
Dead.
It is
right
not,
now.
It is not dead.
It is not
dead. It is not dead.
So Jerry's
got it.
Ray of Frost again.
That is a 4 on the die plus 5.
That is not enough.
It's okay, guys. You did this on purpose. Just so that I can finish it off.
Yeah,
you know you're off for a little while. Yay!
13 plus 6.
That'll hit.
That'll
Yay!
Hit. And since it's already been hit, I could put
it. Yeah.
Stack it up. 8 plus 4 is a 12.
You shatter another one.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah!
All right. And obviously this happened. So what I wanted to do with that is actually run, because I am worried, obviously, of Orym.
Right.
I'm going to run out to see exactly what happened.
Are there any chests in the room that we're in?
There are. There are. And as you see the breath kind of come back to the elf, he's like, thank you. Thank you, my friends. And this is where we'll pick up next session.
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kolsch. Thanks for joining in for another episode of Brothers and Dragons. Make sure to follow us on the social medias.
Guys, if you want to hear more of our bullshit, special bullshit, bullshit for only a certain amount of ears, make sure you check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thetalkinggeek.